news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Supreme Court on Thursday handed down three of the remaining 18 cases from this term. They began with the biggest of the bunch, upholding the Affordable Care Act for the third time. The Supreme Court ruled 7-2 that the 18 Republican-led states who brought this suit lacked legal standing to try to overturn the law. The 17 states that joined Texas argued that Congress's 2017 decision to remove the so-called individual mandate rendered the entire law unconstitutional. A decision in their favor would have resulted in eliminating the law and all the popular provisions it includes, like coverage for pre-existing conditions. But Justice Stephen Breyer wrote for the majority that the state's lawsuit was improper because the plaintiffs couldn't trace a legal injury to the individual mandate, thus they lacked standing. President Biden called the decision a major victory for all Americans benefiting from this groundbreaking and life-changing law, and he brought back memories of the day the bill passed by referring to it as a BFD, something he said in its full form to the then-President Barack Obama after the passage. In another consequential case, the Supremes ruled unanimously that a Catholic foster care agency in Philadelphia could reject gay and lesbian couples as clients in a case that pitted LGBTQ rights against the First Amendment's protection of actions reflecting religious beliefs. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote the opinion, saying that the Catholic agency, quote, seeks only an accommodation that will allow it to continue serving the children of Philadelphia in a manner consistent with its religious beliefs. It does not seek to impose those beliefs on anyone else. He continued, the refusal of Philadelphia to contract with CSS for the provision of foster care services unless it agrees to certify same-sex couples as foster parents violates the First Amendment. This decision marked the most significant defeat for gay rights activists since the court's 2018 ruling in favor of that Colorado baker who refused to make a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. And the fact that this was unanimous, kind of disturbing. As was the third decision, frankly, Supreme Court ruled against six former child slaves from Mali in West Africa who sued food companies Nestle and Cargill, accusing them of perpetuating illegal working conditions in the global chocolate industry. The plaintiffs said in the 15-year-old lawsuit that they were trafficked to cocoa plantations in the Ivory Coast and forced to work. They said the company's pressure to keep down cocoa prices fueled a system that relied on enslaved children on cocoa farms in Ivory Coast and Ghana. Clarence Thomas, writing for the court, wrote that the plaintiffs couldn't sue because the actions took place in Ivory Coast, not the United States. There are 15 cases left. We'll get the next decisions from the court Monday morning, beginning at 10 Eastern. In other news, happy Juneteenth. President Biden on Thursday signed a bill establishing Juneteenth, June 19th, as a federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery, calling it a day of profound weight and profound power. June 19th, 1865, was the day when Union Major General Gordon Granger brought the news of President Lincoln's 1863 Emancipation Proclamation to Texas, where nobody bothered to inform the now freed slaves that they had indeed been freed. The Office of Personnel Management announced that most federal employees would have the day off on Friday this year, since Juneteenth falls on Saturday. Juneteenth is the first federal holiday created since Martin Luther King Jr. Day was recognized as a holiday back in 1983. Well, Congress has a lot on their plates these days, like the fate of the For the People Act. Unfortunately, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is now again guaranteeing that Republicans will filibuster the bill that Chuck Schumer is sending to the floor on Tuesday. The only remaining question seems to be whether all 50 Democratic senators will unite in support of opening debate on the bill, and then how they'll react when Republicans once again block it. Senator Joe Manchin, the thorn in the Democrat side, issued a memo this week saying what provisions he would support and basically telling the Democrats what they needed to do to the bill in order to get his vote. Stacey Abrams, in an interview, said that she could go for that. She could accept Manchin's suggestions. The perfect way to sum up what today's Republican Party is all about comes in their response. A bit of background first. In a leaked Zoom call released by The Intercept, we heard Joe Manchin suggest to the obscenely wealthy donors on the call that they offer outgoing Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri future income streams as a way to get him to support the idea of a January 6th commission and at the same time keep the filibuster going. In that call, you hear Joe Manchin say, quote, "Roy Blunt is a good friend of mine, a great guy." Well, Blunt showed what a good friend he is by responding to that news item saying,
"I think every one of us looks for opportunities to work with Senator Manchin, and we found those opportunities. I actually think when Stacey Abrams immediately endorsed Senator Manchin's proposal, it became the Stacey Abrams substitute, not the Joe Manchin substitute."
When will the Democrats get the message? Republicans are not playing ball here. They're just not into you. And I don't want you to think we're going to get through the news without another shooting. This time, one person was killed, 12 others injured in 8 drive-by shootings over a 90-minute spree near Phoenix on Thursday. A suspect has been arrested. Police say the first shooting occurred at about 11:10 a.m. in Peoria, with a suspect arrested during a traffic stop in the town of Surprise after 12:40 p.m. A gun was found in his car. 4 of the people wounded had gunshot wounds. The others were injured by broken glass or shrapnel. Investigators couldn't immediately determine a motive for the shootings, but they didn't think it was road rage. Just incredible. And how about this? Remember Mark and Patricia McCluskey? As a group of peaceful Black Lives Matter protesters were marching past their Missouri mansion last June 28th, they emerged from their home with guns drawn and aimed at the marchers. They later claimed that the protesters were trespassing by entering their gated private street. Well, they both pleaded guilty, he to fourth-degree assault, she to second-degree harassment. They'll pay fines of $750 and $2,000, respectively, and they must surrender their guns to be destroyed. Imagine that. And finally, didn't Obama know something was up with this guy? I'm talking about Dr. Ronny Jackson, now Congressman Ronny Jackson from Texas. He was Trump's White House physician who shared the results of Trump's first physical in office, claiming that he has great genes, that he told the president that if he had a healthier diet, he might live to be 200 years old. And oh yeah, claimed that Trump weighed 239 pounds. Yeah, that guy. Well, he wrote a letter signed by 13 other Republican lawmakers asking Joe Biden to take a cognitive test. The Daily Coast David Neuer points out, though, that the lawmakers had their own mental lapse in drafting the letter, repeating a line almost verbatim about the president's alleged forgetfulness. The letter reads, quote, "Unfortunately, your forgetfulness and cognitive difficulties have been prominently on display over the past year." The next sentence says, "Unfortunately, your mental decline and forgetfulness have become more apparent over the past 18 months. Someone get Ronny Jackson a mirror, please. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports, I hope you'll check out The Nicole Sandler Show. We're live weekday afternoons at 5 Eastern, 2 Pacific, here on the Progressive Voices Network. And as always, available as a podcast afterwards from NicoleSandler.com. And while you're there, please click on that donate button.